These days, it seems like White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is in the news as much as his boss. A series of magazine covers and other high-profile news stories have examined his relationship to the president, his outsized temper, and his penchant for colorful language. Some of the recent stories have called for Emanuel's ouster. Others have suggested that the president would have a better shot at advancing his agenda if he listened more often and more closely to Rahm Emanuel. His reputation is both as a tactician and a tough guy, at once known as the strategist who won Democratic control of the House and the scold who once sent a dead fish to settle a score. We wanted to know how Emanuel exercises power from his current post, and for answers, we turn to John Dickerson, political reporter for Slate.com. John, glad you're with us.
Hello, Michelle. Glad to be here.
John, the Emanuel mystique has taken on a life of its own and will certainly only grow after the recent revelations from Congressman Massa. But how much of that tough guy stuff is evident in his current role as chief of staff?
Well, he uses all of those talents, the bluster, the use of expletives in conversation. But this is sort of the way Mr. Emanuel behaves. I mean, it's part of his makeup. And he is engaged at the sort of precise level where all of the tough decisions are made. He's trying to sell health care reform. He's trying to get a deal put together on closing Guantanamo Bay. So he is involved in all of these difficult decisions. And he is, again, using these tactics. What has struck me about these profiles and my reporting is that a lot of these stories about his sort of wildest behavior are from outside the White House years, outside the Obama years, that the drama of Rahm Emanuel, while he still has all of these personal characteristics, there haven't been any crazy scenes in the White House, as you might expect, given some of the mythology that surrounds him.
Is the Massa revelation consistent with his aggressive style of doing business now, then? You're suggesting that this myth is somewhat outdated.
Well, the problem for people like Rahm Emanuel and Karl Rove suffered from this a little bit, too, is that the myth gets so large that it takes on a life of its own. And the tricky thing about the Massa revelation, the notion that Rahm Emanuel went up to him in a shower as the two men were showering, is that, you know, it's only one side of the story. Some of Massa's stories have not panned out, or there have been additional revelations that have come out. And indeed, there's news breaking now about additional revelations. So it's not clear. It certainly fits into this myth, and there's no one who would doubt that Rahm Emanuel would get in the face of a lawmaker. The question is whether it has all of the pungent details that former Representative Massa says were a part of that story.
To what extent has he set a new template for the chief of staff position, and how does he compare with previous chiefs of staff? Some have compared his role to that of Dick Cheney as opposed to actual previous chiefs of staff.
Well, you know, Dick Cheney was a more of an ideological vice president. Rahm Emanuel is faulted on the left mostly for his lack of ideology, the fact that he basically wants to make deals. And he has, in the Obama administration, much of what Rahm Emanuel is going through is by the president's design. President Obama ran as a person who was going to change politics, but also was smart enough to know that when he got to Washington, everything wasn't going to change overnight, and that he needed somebody who knew how to make deals on Capitol Hill, who'd been through a White House before and the crucible of living in the fishbowl, and that he needed somebody who was going to be able to do a lot of stuff that in the light of day might not square perfectly with the kind of campaign that Barack Obama ran. And that's what Rahm's job essentially is to do.
What is his relationship with President Obama? And based on your reporting, how comfortable is the president with all of these high-profile stories about his chief of staff?
The president hates the high-profile stories as much as he hates all of the Washington chatter. I think the whole White House does. And so it's irritating and it's distracting. It's distracting both because the press corps covers the stories and not the president's healthcare speech, and it also distracts everybody inside the White House because sometimes you don't know what's going on down the hall until you read about it in the paper. They are friendly. They are not close in the same way the president is close with say, Robert Gibbs or David Axelrod from the campaign. Rahm Emanuel was not a key player in the president's campaign, and so they didn't go through that experience together. But I think the president, who has been the subject of more speculation and profiles based on notions more than reporting, recognizes what Rahm Emanuel is going through since the spotlight is now on Rahm.
John Dickerson is a reporter with Slate.com. John, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.